This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Thousands of people protested across France Saturday against the imposition of a health pass for a wide array of social venues as the country battles with a fourth wave of coronavirus infections. It is the third weekend in a row that people opposed to President Emmanuel Macron's new set of anti-COVID measures took to the streets. An unusual show of determination at this time of the year, marked by a slowdown of the country's activity as citizens take their summer break. It is the third weekend in a row that people opposed to President Macron's new set of measures took to the streets. Visitors heading to museums, cinemas, or swimming pools in France are already denied entry if they cannot produce the health pass showing that they have been vaccinated against COVID-19 or have had a recent negative test. A new law that French Parliament approved this week will make COVID-19 vaccinations mandatory for health workers and extend the imposition of the health pass to bars, restaurants, trade shows, trains, and hospitals. In the U.S., the state of Florida is the new epicenter for the COVID cases in the country. It's reported 21,683 new cases of COVID-19 just in a day. It's the state's highest one-day total since the start of the pandemic, according to the federal health data released Saturday, as its theme park resorts again start asking visitors to wear masks indoors. The state has become the new national epicenter for the virus, accounting for around a fifth of all new cases in the U.S., as a highly contagious and a Delta variant of the coronavirus continues to spread. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.